Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Nedarim. In the ninth parak, we focused on Hataras Nedarim, the retroactive undoing of the neder by a Chacham or by Bezdin. The next two parakim, the 10th and 11th parakim, deal with Hafara. Hafara is the canceling of a neder. We learned in Maseches Ksubos that the Torah gives a father the right to cancel his daughter's nedarim on the day that he hears them. And this is true until she reaches the age of 12 and a half. And while she's a katana, certainly, but even while she's a na'ara, from the age of bat mitzvah until 12 and a half, he retains the right to cancel her nedarim up until she reaches the age of 12 and a half and becomes a bogeres, or until nisuin. Not kiddushin, which is really full marriage, but they're still not living together. She's still in her father's house. But after Nisuin, the husband has the right, not the father. The father loses his right to validate, to cancel or validate his nadar, her Nadarim, and the husband has that right. Now, the husband's right is a little bit different. The husband has the right to cancel Nadarim of his wife, no matter what age she is, if they fall into one of two categories. Either if they involve personal suffering for her, we'll give examples of that later in the parak, or actually in the next parak, or if they are matters between the two of them that have to do with their relationship. Now, a very important difference between Hatara and Hafara is that Hatara, right, that which was done by the Chacham or the Bezdin, is retroactive. It completely undoes the neder as if the neder never existed. However, Hafara, which would be done by the husband or the father, is not a retroactive undoing of the neder. It is a canceling of the neder going forward. So it does not impact the past. The neder was valid until the moment that the husband or the father cancels it. And from that point forward, it is not is no longer valid, and she no longer has to keep the matters of the neder. But previous to that, she did have to keep it, and if she violated it, then she would have to deal with the consequences of that. Now, Mishnah Aleph talks about the case of a Na'ara Hame'orasa. So a Na'ara is, of course, a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, so she's still under her father's supervision. And if she were not married, so then the father would have the ability to cancel her Nadarim. But she is married. She is Me'orasa. She has Kiddushin. So she is married. So there's an impact there. But it's not a complete impact because there's no Nisuin. At Nisuin, the husband would take over completely. But she's now in this middle point where she is still a Na'ara, and she's not yet at Nisuin. But on the other hand, she is in fact married. And so there is a husband here who has some rights. And so the Mishnah tells us, Na'ara Me'orasa, Aviya uba'ala meferin nedareha. The father and the husband must both be mefer in order to cancel the neder. Now, if the father is mefer, right, hefer ha'av, velo hefer ba'al, but the husband didn't, or hefer ba'al velo hefer ha'av, or the husband was mefer the neder and the father didn't, in either case, Eino Mufar. It is not canceled, and therefore the neder remains in full force. Right? And in Tzarech Lomar, it goes without saying, Sheki Mechad Mehem, that if one of them actively validated the neder, that the other doesn't have the ability to be Mayfair, because it's already been validated by one of the two, and they both would have to be Mayfair in order for it to be canceled.